So, Simon, you've been looking at the debate surrounding the triple lock protection for pensions. What's going on here? What is the triple lock, first of all?
What it is a guarantee that the state pension will rise by the greater of three numbers. That is either inflation, the rise in average wages, or 2.5%. Now, the tricky component of this equation is 2.5%. And that says an awful lot about the world that we live in now, about the low inflation, low wage, low growth, which is all linked to those, which is linked to those two things, world, that basically the 2.5% number is giving us the big problem. And let's face it, 2.5% is a pretty measly number. Yet, this has become a serious hot topic. It was brought in by the coalition government. It was announced in 2010. And the idea was that basically it was to try and deal with those scenarios where, do you remember stories about pensioners getting a 75p rise and stuff like that? It was to try and deal with that scenario, because what was happening was that their pensions were going up with inflation. Now, the way that economists like to measure pensions is as replacement income. So basically, how much of the average wage would the state pension replace? Now, because they were linked to inflation and wages had been rising at a rate that was higher than inflation, remember those crazy days of real pay rises? Pensioners were falling behind in the income stakes. And also there is this argument that obviously the inflation number that we get doesn't really reflect inflation for everyone, because everyone's inflation rate is different. Mm-hmm. And actually that the inflation rate for older people is considerably higher, because they have to spend more money on the kind of essentials that go up by more than the average inflation rate. And so this was brought in to try and do something about it. And to be perfectly honest, it has worked. It's worked really well. There's a Institute for Financial Studies report earlier this year calculated that between April 2010 and April 2016, the value of the state pension increased by 22.2% compared to a 7.6% rise in earnings growth and a 12.3% rise in consumer prices. Our pensions are by no means massively generous on an international scale, as we talked about a few weeks ago. However, on the measure of that replacement ratio, they are now at the highest share of average earnings since April 1988. What this has led to, of course, is lots of studies saying about how pensioners are now doing better than everybody else. We don't have enough money to pay for all the things we're meant to do. This is an expensive promise. It's raised the cost of the pensions bill by an estimated £6 billion a year since it was brought in. And to put that into context, the OBR put state spending in 2016 at £89.4 billion. So basically it's added about an extra 7% on there. It accounts for 7% of that. So the question is, what do we do about this? Do we keep it? Do we ditch it? The Tories have promised to keep it until 2020. However, it's expensive. There was kind of talk that they should maybe get rid of it. It's a bribe for older people and everything. The chance of a new election gives them the chance to do that. But Jeremy Corbyn has leapt in and said, hold on a minute, I'm going to keep it.
But so, only until 2025, isn't that right? Or is he going to keep it forever? I thought it was 2025.
Well, I don't know. Either way, yeah, the longer you keep it, the longer it starts to become enshrined and the harder it is to get rid of it. So if we'd have got rid of this at the last general election, maybe there would have been less of a fuss. Then we were going to keep it to 2020. Now, probably if we get rid of it now, it will have only been around for like 6 or 7 years. So we could probably get away with that. Once we've kept it till 2020, it's going to have been around for nearly a decade. And you're going to start to have that expectation. Now, the cost is going to go up as years go on. The magic of compounding, gains upon gains. Basically, with the triple lock, according to OBR figures, we're expected to send 6.8% of national income on state pensions by 2060. And without it, it would be 6%. So that's not a huge gap, but it's about an extra £15 billion a year. And there's also the suggestion that this means that basically we have to retire later, because there's a limited pot of money. Without the triple lock, a state pension age of 69 in 2050 could be 67 and a half.
Now, everyone I've spoken to about this on this show, including you, good self, is it going to stay? Is it going to go? Most are saying, no, it's going to go. Is this where money and politics collide, in that it will probably stay because it's politically sensitive, as opposed to whether it's a good idea or not? What do you reckon, Rachel?
Yes. I think that that's why Theresa May is delaying that decision. She hasn't committed either way yet. And if I were her, I'd be doing the same thing. If she can get away with it, if she knows that she's strong enough that she can ditch it and deal with the ramifications, older voters who tend to vote more being disgruntled, then she'll do it. If she thinks it's not worth the risk, then she won't bother. So yes, it's both. But I think that the problem is that No one can argue that it's a good idea for older people to have more money. I mean, that's great. A higher state pension, who wouldn't want that? But it has to be seen in the broader context of at what cost. If we're not committing to just spending more money, then it's going to come from somewhere else. And you could argue that there are other ways to support older people beyond just increasing the state pension, perhaps more money for the NHS, more money for social care. We've got that's one of the biggest problems on the horizon, I think, is going to be social care for older people. It's just not funded at the moment. So maybe there's an argument for putting money that way. But as you say, there's limited space for more nuanced debate because it's so contentious, because triple lock. I mean, why did they give it such a catchy name?
Idiots.
It just sounds so good and it's understandable. And
a lock makes it sound permanent. Can't get rid of it.
Yeah, and desirable. I mean, why would you want to get rid of a triple lock?
Yeah, it's not just a single lock, a double lock.
It's a triple lock. So, yeah. Perhaps politics will win here.
A brief one we got from the think tank, the OECD, the other day about saying that perhaps we should just scrap the state pension for the rich anyway. What about that idea? The top 5 to 10%, Simon laughing along there.
To be fair, this chap at the OECD said, and I think in just a sort of a very mathematical sort of way, that with the increasing strain of the state pension, more and more older people, fewer younger people to support them, you've got, in theory, 3 options. 1, you cut the state pension for everyone. 2, you make everyone work for longer until they can access it. Or 3, you could scrap it for richer people. He did not talk about the practicalities of this, how you explain to people who have been paying in national insurance all their life that it was all for nothing, or explain to people, younger people, that they will continue to have to pay national insurance contributions and not benefit from it at all. I don't know that that would ever be possible. But I do understand the sentiment in terms of, you know, if you've got billionaires who are adding whatever it is, an extra £155 a week to their pot, when we've got a serious pensions crisis, I can see why he suggested that that could possibly be considered.
Simon, I haven't seen you go so red as when you're talking about Islington Council and your diesel tax and the like. What turned you so puce then?
I was just laughing at this suggestion of scrapping it for the rich. I mean, it's only the kind of thing that an economist could suggest. The outcry over that would be immense. Also, I think you need to trace a line back to this idea of the universal benefit. And the last time that there was a big debate over this was to do with child benefit, which, let's remember, was paid for many, many years to everyone and was, you know, predominantly meant to be for the children, not for the adults. But actually, it just went to being an extra bit of money, although some people did save it for their children. But that was taken away from people on higher incomes. There was an awful lot of debate about that. And the government just about got away with that one because of the time when it was done, just after the financial crisis. We were in deep, deep, deep trouble, austerity and so on. And I think people could recognise that this relatively small sum, although not inconsequential every month, if they were earning above a certain amount, you know, maybe they didn't need it. And if it meant other services and it could be kept for other people, then that was fine. I think when it comes to the state pension, this would be a serious mistake. Now, there is an issue here, as Rachel just said. And one of the things, actually, with this triple lock scenario is someone wrote in a letter to the FT the other day saying, we talk about the triple lock costing us money, but what you have to remember is that an awful lot of that money that goes to pensioners, the bulk of it, basically just gets spent, goes straight back into the economy. So is it wasted money, or is it money that's actually stimulating the economy and being spent? However, there is a chunk of this money that is not being spent. There is a chunk of this money that is going to people who don't actually need it. There are a decent chunk of people who earn large sums of money who continue to work beyond state pension age, at which point their state pension starts to get paid. And now they can either take that money or they can defer it, and then their state pension starts to go up by even more. And for those people, or potentially for people who have very large final salary pensions or income from elsewhere, and, you know, there's not a huge number of these people, but there are plenty of these people out there, this money is just going into their bank accounts and building up. They're not actually spending this money. Essentially, it's going into their savings. So should we as a nation be doing that? But is the cost of saying, well, hang on a minute, look at these people over there who aren't spending their pension, they're just saving it, we're going to take it away from them. Is the cost of that move so detrimental to the concept and the support from those people who earn more money to the tax system, who, let's face it, amongst all of this argument about whether people who are earning over £70,000, £80,000 a year should be paying more tax, you must remember that those people do actually already pay more tax. They pay about three times as much tax as the person paying the average wage. Is it worth annoying those people so much by taking it off them? And I think that was why my reaction to it was no, I don't think so. Anyway, on the pensions triple lock, we asked our readers about this.
Oh, yes, exactly. You've been running a poll on how age affects attitudes.
Yeah. So there's this suggestion that your view on the triple lock depends on your age. So if you're older, especially if you're a pensioner, then you're far more likely to support it because you're getting paid more money because of it. If you're younger, then you're considered to be far less likely to support it because you're paying for it at the same time as your pension age is receding into the distance and you're sitting there questioning whether you're ever going to get a state pension. So I asked the question and I divided the ages up. And I went in the middle. I went, right, 50-year working career, 20 to 70, OK? So for someone starting work today, 20 to 70, let's go in the middle of that, 45. I mean, actually, it's probably a little bit young to test the attitudes, but I think straight down the middle. So if you're under 45, do you think we should keep the state pension triple lock? 59% said yes. If you are over 45, do you think that we should keep the state pension triple lock? 77% said yes. And that's out of about 2,000 people who voted in total. No, about 3,000 people who voted in total. So
It does.
I'm not surprised, but I am actually a little bit surprised at the number of people under 45 who said we should keep it. Although some of our readers have pointed out that we didn't put in place a stringent age verification test, so we could just have old people lying. You could.